Welcome back, everyone, to Mighty Line Minute. In our series this month on effective safety messaging, for those who had the opportunity to experience the total eclipse, what a great experience that was. Those days will be remembered for a long time, and the stories will go on for ages to come. Hi, folks, this is Dave, Mighty Line Minute. I'm actually at the eclipse, and yes, it's just starting to happen within about 2 minutes. We'll be at a full total eclipse here, Cleveland, Ohio. So what you're seeing, yeah, this is what it's going to be like, but it's going to be better than that. Going to be total darkness, and you're going to see something that you haven't really seen before, which is glow-in-the-dark tape at a total solar eclipse. Hang in there, folks. It's getting dark. Today, in our discussion of effective safety communication, we'll talk a bit about other tools that can be used. For example, props. Props are tools that we can use in our communications to increase and improve the likelihood of success so that we can get the desired behavior or affect the desired change. Let me give you some examples. Signage is one example of a prop that can be used. During the eclipse, I brought along my Mighty Line sign for severe weather, and I posted that where we were sitting. With signage, however, it is critical that the most effective and useful signage be selected and used. Otherwise, the message may be lost. Equally, it's important to make sure that you don't overuse signage to the point that the accurate message is not really understood and appreciated. I have an interesting story to tell you regarding a plant manager that once overused safety signage. Specifically, he was being provided with free safety posters on a monthly basis over a course of several years. During an audit of the operation, it was observed that the entire wall of the plant was loaded with safety posters, to the point that it presented a fire risk. They had to be taken down. Equally concerning was the fire chief I recall back at my high school when he ordered taking down all of the signs and banners throughout the entire length of the gymnasium that were at the top edge of the stands where people were sitting. They went nearly all the way up to the ceiling. He pointed out the fire risk that was involved. What is important here is to be sure that you are choosing your messaging appropriately, making sure that it's clearly saying what needs to be said, it's effectively communicated, and it's in a place where people can see the message and appropriately react and understand what it means. But does it always happen? It's your job to make sure that it does. And on that note about responsibility for who decides effective messaging, if you see something that doesn't make sense or could be better communicated or is an area that is lacking the communication that should be provided, speak up, because we are all in this together and it's critical that we as a team decide what needs to be put into place so that we get the behaviors and changes necessary. And remember, too, that safety is everyone's responsibility, so be sure to speak up when the message isn't clear or could be made clearer or you've got a better idea about how an important message should be communicated. And finally, on the effectiveness and use of props during your communications, I recall the time that I needed to convince an executive of the criticality of going to a higher level of fire protection and design. In doing so, the professional had a background that was primarily financial. How was I to communicate with that individual regarding the need for fire research and improved fire protection? In one pocket, I carried a standard 17/32 large orifice sprinkler. And in the second pocket, I carried an early suppression fast response sprinkler with a much larger orifice. I was able to present to him both sprinklers and show the diameter of the water flow, discuss the gallons per minute involved, and actually talk about the delivered water density in addition to the droplet size that helped create the understanding as to what would be delivered by this new sprinkler design. When you're dealing with management, sometimes you need to take a unique approach. Those sprinklers help talk about the importance and the potential for cost savings in future warehouse designs. So, use the props, use the signage, use things that you may not normally think about to be more effective and create success in your communications. Take care, be safe, and have a great rest of your day.
Keep your workspace organized with 5S floor marking products from Mighty Line Tape. Mighty Line has a variety of floor marking products, including angles, tees, dots, arrows, footprints, letters, numbers, label protectors, and floor signs. Mighty Line Tape is durable and built to last. It's the best choice for industrial floor marking and the ultimate 5S solution. View our complete line of floor tape, floor signs, 5S floor markings, and other 5S floor tape products now at MightyLineTape.com.